You are listening to the 8th episode of the Bridge Commission Audio Walks, a new annual commission that marks the opening of the Serpentine Sackler Gallery. 12 internationally acclaimed authors have been asked to write short texts, lasting for the duration of the walk between the two buildings. You will be able to download a new audio walk each month from the Serpentine Gallery's website, serpentinegalleries.org. At the end of the year, you will have a collection of new writing to add to the books you already own. This story, Gerophobia, was written and read by novelist Natasha Subramanian. Natasha Subramanian is the author of Jeannie and Paul, a Guardian Book of the Year, 2012. The Bridge Commission audio walks are supported by Bloomberg.
Everything is connected to everything. Everything except this man. Our man. This is what he believes, our man, that everything is connected to everything, except to him. There is him, he thinks, or me, and then there is everything. But this man, our man, does not know about us. He does not know about our interest in him. Our interest connects him to us and, therefore, to everything. But we will not tell him of our interest in him. Not yet. First, we will wait for him to get to the other side. Our man is here, but he wants to be there. What connects here and there, apart from four letters, is a bridge. Everything depends upon this bridge and the man's crossing of it. Our man lives in a hut in the mountains, up where birds of prey hang in frosted skies. Every morning, our man leaves his hut for a stream nearby. He bends to the water and washes his face, and he gasps. It is cold, the water, and every morning he gasps as though surprised that the water is cold. Every afternoon, our man walks through the trees surrounding his hut, collecting dead branches and pine cones for his fire. Every evening he stares into the flames of his fire, while we stare at him, unseen from behind surrounding trees. Our man does not know that we have been watching him while he washes his face, while he gathers his pine cones and his purpose. Our man does not know that he is ours. He does not know that we have followed him here, down from the mountains, that we have trailed him for weeks through hundreds of miles of rough country until we reached the city's outlying villages, passing through these until we reached the city itself. Our man does not know that we have followed him around the tea pavilion's intricate lattices, have glimpsed him through its transparent panels. He does not know that we will follow him across to his destination. But until our man crosses this bridge, until he enters the magazine, putting on the proffered slippers so that he might move among the barrels of gunpowder without the nails on the soles of his boots inadvertently striking sparks, until then, we may not reveal ourselves. Until then, our man is not truly ours. Why does the man not cross the bridge? It has been a while. The man has not moved. He stands peering over the bridge. He cannot be afraid. The bridge is low and the man lives in the mountains. We have seen him impassive at the jaws of crevasses. We are tired down here in the bushes, tired the way a dog is tired. Even a dog would tire of bushes if he spent some days hiding in them. Out on the water, two swans glide towards us. As far as swans can be said to have an expression, theirs is a sort of willful obliviousness, what is often termed serenity, but may in fact be, perhaps, a kind of consciously adopted obtuseness, a disowning of the industriousness of the swans' own undercarriages, a repudiation of their unseemly, effortful paddling. The distaste of the bourgeois meat-eater for the origins and fate of what is speared on the end of her fork. This is what we think as we wait for the man to cross the bridge. What, we wonder, would happen if one were to decapitate a swan? Would it continue to glide above and power below through the water? In much the same way as a chicken that has lost its head will continue to run around the yard, its neck a bloody fountain? Lost in our thoughts, we have neglected to notice that the swans are coming closer, that the stand of reeds by the bushes where we hide screens their nest. We must retreat or be pecked and hissed at. Surreptitiously, we extricate ourselves from where we hide and clamber back up the bank and up to the bridge. Our man has gone.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the Bridge Commission audio walks, visit serpentinegalleries.org.